pleasure, mingle toil with ease and rest. Every day the mountain sun is near me, with the spectacle before each arm. All my cares they can forget and cheer me.
Jesus for gathering us together.
感谢主耶稣聚集我们在一起。
Nice to share the word of God together.
跟大家分享神的话是美好的。
I'm sure by attending services, we'll be encouraged, we'll be comforted, and we'll find delight in the Lord.
通过参加聚会，我们就有这样的安慰，这样的鼓励。我们有这样的喜乐。
So we're gonna pray.
我们现在祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue to fight for the faith.
主耶稣，我们继续嚟呢个为真理嚟。奉主耶稣名，继续。讲这个为真理而争辩。
We have been fighting since after we have been baptized in the Lord.
我们从已经洗礼之后已经开始打这个征战。
We continue to fight and fight until the Lord comes again.
我们继续这样打，直到主耶稣来到。
Or we continue to fight and fight until we breathe our last breath.
或者是我们继续这样打，直到我们最后一口气。
This is in the Bible.
这是在真圣经里面的。
Fight to the last moment of our life.
就是我们打到我们最后生命的最后一刻。
As we have all along saying, fighting for the faith, contending for the faith is not just to preach to other people in the world.
我们也是有这样讲，就是说这样为主耶稣争辩，不单只是出去传福音。
Actually, it is.We who have believed in the Lord Jesus must make sure we can fight victoriously, successfully, and eventually we can see the Lord.
我们现在已经相信主耶稣，我们应该要打一场得胜的、成功的这样的征战。
So this kind of concept must be clear according to the Bible.
根据圣经，我们这样有这样的观念，我们对这样的观念一定要清楚。
So when we say content for the faith, we mean really.We better make sure that we can be victorious eventually.
当我们讲到就是说为真理争辩的话，就是说我们最后是得胜的。
That's why Jude talks much about this.
所以犹大书这里讲的很多。
We have already used Jude for a number of sessions, and we continue to study a little bit more regarding this letter written by Jude.
我们已经在这本书已经讲了几堂课，我们继续再讲。
And we know this is written to those who have been baptized in the Lord.
我们知道 这本书是写给那些已经受洗的。
And hopefully these people are also, you know, sanctified.
也希望他们已经成圣。
And that they can be preserved by the power of the Holy Spirit.
蒙主耶稣的圣灵保守。
And then they can actually multiply.
然后增加。
In other words, this is written to those who have gone through justification, sanctification, preservation, and multiplication. Spiritually, of course.
意思说这本书是写给那些已经称义、成圣、保守跟增加。
丰盛，属灵丰盛的人。We are expected to be like this after we have been given the power of God.
当我们给神给我们力量之后，神希望我们好像这样。
But sometimes we fail to do what God wants us to do.
但有时候我们没有按照神这样做。
And the reasons are very clear, according to Jude.
按照犹大书这里那理由是很清楚的。
Maybe our knowledge of the truth is still not 100% clear.
或者是我们对真理不百分之百明白。
That could be one of the reasons.
可能是其中。
Why we sometimes cannot be victorious.
其中一个原因，为什么有时候我们不能打胜这场征战？
That's why Jude says you better know the truth of salvation.
所以犹大书这里讲的就是我们一定要认识这个真理。
That is in verse 3.
这第三节这样讲到。
But in verse 3 he also says not that we have to just know the truth, but also to fight for the truth.
这讲到不单只要知道，还要为真理真道准备。
Because this was once for all delivered to the saints.
因为这是从前一次交付。
So the truth that was preached 2,000 years ago must be preached today.By the Church of God.
所以两千年已经传的真理，一定在今天的真教会再传。
We cannot change the word of God.
我们不能改神的话语。
We can use the power of God to explain even better, clearer, but not to change the way that we worship God, the truth of God.
我们通过神给我们的能力，我们可以讲得更加好，而不是去改变神的敬拜神的方法。
Unfortunately, this is a spiritual battle.
很不幸的，就是属灵的征战。
The devil doesn't want us to succeed victoriously.
魔鬼不想我们在这方面成功。
That's why, all along, since the time of creation in the Garden of Eden, the devil, Satan, has been changing the word of God constantly.
自从神创造人类，从亚当开始。
The devil has been changing the word of God constantly.
那魔鬼已经不断的改变神的话语。
This is what we know.
这是我们知道的。
But many people are not aware of it.
但是很多人这方面没有这样警醒啊。
Jude was so aware of this.
那犹大这方面很警醒。
Some people have crept in unnoticed.
他这讲到有些人就是偷着进来。
In other words, these people have changed.Their belief.
就是说这人已经改变他的信仰。
Not necessarily people coming from outside to tell us another gospel. It's one or two of the people within the community has been affected by the work of the evil one. And that is possible.
其实这里不只是指那些在外边过来传假道理的，可能也是指在我们里面出来讲那些另外的真理
偷进来的。Verse 4 tells us so clear, these people have crept in unnoticed.
这第四节那讲到就是说有些人偷进来的。
In the English version is very good, it's unnoticed, that means nobody knows, nobody has seen it.
这讲到就没人看到他进来。
These are the people who have to be.Careful of.
所以这是我们要小心的，这些我们。
But actually, it could be one of us if we're not careful.
如果我们不小心的话，可能我们成为其中一位。
In other words, we might change our faith. We might do something against God.
我们可能是改变我们信仰，我们可能做一些对不起神的事情。
We worship Him, but at the same time, we are not.Keeping his word.
我们来敬拜神，但是我们没有守他的道理。
This can be the people who crept in unnoticed.
那这些可能就是那些偷着进来的。
Therefore, Jude says we must make sure that we are sure how to fight strategically using ways and means that he has mentioned here.
所以啊，犹大就写这封信，就希望那些信徒知道如何用方法去打这场属灵的征战。
Using different strategies. First of all, to be reminded of the past.
首先，他是提醒他过去发生的事情。
Strategies, 策略啊，策略 very important. You know, the way and plan, the ways and means to fight, very important. Remind us of the past.
首先就提醒我们过去所发生的事情。
And then he said, "Hey, look at the characteristics of these people."
首先看一下那这些人的那些特征。
We mentioned at least about 23 characteristics from this chapter.
从这章我们已经提到有23不同的特征。
And we've mentioned each of them and giving examples and make sure that we do not have this kind of characteristics.
我们一直提过，也举例讲过，希望我们不要成为其中一位。
I think listening to the word of God is one thing. Putting God's words in the practice is another thing.
我们听神的话语，行着神的道理是不同的两码不同的事。
So the message is we don't want to just listen to the word of God. We want to practice the word of God. This is what we need in the end time true church.
所以神的话语我们不单只要听 还要把它实行出来。
Because who has not listened to the word of God? That is sufficient for us to go to heaven. In other words, all the sermons that we have heard, if we put them into practice, definitely we go to heaven. No problem at all.
就是说如果我们听所有的道理都把它行出来的话，我们上天国是没有问题的。
But then why we continue to listen to the word of God, to share the word of God?
但是为什么我们还要继续来听，还要来分享神的话语？
Because it is a spiritual battle.
因为这是属灵的征战。
The devil doesn't want us to walk smoothly in the heavenly journey.
因为魔鬼不想我们在行走在这个天国道路上这么顺利。
He would use many, many ways, sometimes unexpectedly, to destroy us if we're not careful.
他是用各种不同的方法。有时候可能一些是我们意料不到的方法来打扰我们。
It could be collective, it could be individual.
可能是整体上的，可能是个人的。
So, individually, you know, they will know our weaknesses. He knows our weaknesses.
因为他知道每个人他的缺点在哪里。
And collectively, he knows how to deploy us to go against each other. Then the church of God will collapse to a certain extent.
那在整体上他知道怎么去利用每个人不同的他的缺点来互相有矛盾来攻击神的工作。
这个教会会倒 collapse, the church can collapse because of
那这样的话教会就会可能会会倒下来。
But that doesn't mean that through the church, the body of Christ will fall. No.
这不能说就真耶稣教会就会倒下去。
In other words, if we do not follow, if we don't keep ourselves up to the requirement of God, we will lose out. But others who do so in the true church of God will prosper.
意思说那些如果没有按照神的诫命这样做的话，他就会最后是倒下去。
In other words,
但是那些按照神话语去做的话，他就上天国。
Just as an example, if London church members are not working together in unity, in harmony, not realizing that the devil is working in us, and then we can be retarded very easily without our notice, and then, of course, this church cannot glorify God.
如果我们伦敦教会如果不能合一这样工作的话，还有在属灵征战没有这样的意识。这样的意识的话，我们就很容易给魔鬼来攻破。
But the true church, globally speaking, is growing mightily by God's power.
但是整体从全球来看的话，真耶稣教会是一直发展。
For example, you know, in Africa and other countries of the world.
打比方在非洲，
其他的国家，
还有其他国家。
Just today, this afternoon, I had an email from my country.
这里上我收到从我的国家来的一个电子邮件，
从一个国家，
一个国家。
This country actually Tanzania, which I went there, you know, about which where I went about a few months ago.
就是几个月我去的坦桑尼亚。
And a new group of people are very zealous, you know, to search for the truth, searching for the truth.
加勒底有一帮就是很有热心来追求神的。
By God's grace, you know, we're going to go to Kenya in less than about 3 weeks time. We did not intend to go to Tanzania. I mean, after certain situations, but then suddenly, you know, this group of people just came across, you know, some of our members, the TCC members in Tanzania, and asking us to go there. They have got a lot of people who are so zealously, you know, searching for the truth.
如果神的恩典的话，我们几个星期之后就去那个地方。就是一开始我们没有打算这样去，后来是因为有这一群的这么有心来查核道理的人，所以我们就这样去。
So if you cast our eyes, you know, a bit wider, you can see how much we have to be careful. God is prospering the church in other parts of the world. The question is, are we? That is the most important question.
如果我们真的警醒，见来。信仰上这样警醒的话，真耶稣教会在整体上在全球上这样发展，我们怎么样呢？
So we look at the characteristics of these people to take them as a mirror for us, for ourselves.
我们看一下他的特征，这方面以作为我们的见解。
First of all, you know, they defile themselves. These people defile themselves or defile their flesh.
首先他是污秽他的身体。
They don't, you know, have respect, you know, to authority.
他也轻慢主子。
They do not actually, you know, speak good, but to blaspheme or to speak evil.
他也不说好的，还要说那些诽谤的话。
They are very proud without any humility.
他们很骄傲，他们没有谦卑。
They are not sure of something. They always want to talk about it in order to possibly cause disharmony or damage.
他们对一些东西不明白，他还是要讲。他希望就是引起对教会的一些造成一些破坏。
Their mentality.It's no different from that of Cain.
他跟那该隐的那思想没有什么区别。
Jealousy, hatred, killing.
他有这样的憎恨跟这杀人的动机。
And these people actually also would like to group themselves to go against each other.
他们这些人都是要结党了，那互相来
causing you know discrimination.Among themselves, it's very, very silly and very, very devilish.
那之间产生很多不和的事情呢，以造成很大的破坏。
And then we know the five metaphors were mentioned are mentioned by Jude.
然后讲到犹大讲到五个隐语。
I'm just recapping what we have studied for the past seven sessions.
我只是重提一下上次所讲到的。
These five metaphors are very important as far as the messages to tell us not to fall into the trap of the devil is concerned.
这有关就是就不要丢在魔鬼的陷阱里面哈。这五个隐语是很重要的。
One,
第一
reeves, verse 12, in Jude verse 12.
十二节。
The other reeves.
它是一个礁石。
In other words, they are
able to cause damages without our realizing it.
它可以就是做成一些破坏，使到我们不会知道的。
These people have crept in among the community, within the community of faith.
这些人在共信的团体里面偷着进来。
In other words, they have changed. Their motive is wrong now.
他们改变他的动机，他的动机是错的。
Their presence in the church is just like reeds, the presence of reeds.
他们在教会里面存在，好像这个礁石。
That is very sad.
这是很悲伤的。
That means their presence would not help others, but to damage others.
意思说，他在教会存在，他不能帮助其他人，他只是破坏他们。
Oh. And yet, those who are being deceived, being damaged, are not, you know, able to recognize, you know, the evilness.
那些给他重伤或者是给他破坏的，他们这方面没有这样的警醒，没有不知道他们这样做。
So just we have to be careful, we have to fight for this, make sure we are not like this.
所以犹大就说，我们要小心，我们要为此而征战。
Make sure we are not like this. We are not the reef.
保证就是说，我们不是这个礁石。
So we have to ask the question: Are we reefs in the church?
所以我们问一下，我们是在教会里面是礁石。
My mentality, my actions, my words, you know, my concepts, are they damaging to the believer's faith?
我们的思想、行为、讲的话语，会对信徒的做成破坏了。
He says so clearly, they love feast these people, love to eat with you and dine with you, but unconsciously they can damage you. Verse 12.
这十二节在讲到这些人呢、啊，在你们的爱极上，与你们同吃的时候
，they can damage you.
他可以破坏你。
Oh, so we have to be very careful.
所以我们要小心。
Friends are useful.
朋友是很有用的。
But some friends can be detrimental to our spiritual life.
有些朋友对我们是没有好处的。
To our spiritual life.
对我们属灵的生命有这样破坏。
Physically may be very useful. Give you food, give you dinner, give you lunch, free of charge, this and that. But spiritually could be very, very damaging.
而是在肉体上的话，它给予关怀，但是在属灵上可能他对你做成那些不好的影响。
These people are also like clouds with the water.
这些好像那些没有水的云。没有雨的云。
They float, you know, in the sky.
他们在天空里飘来飘去。
They're carried by the wind from place to place.
因为风吹，他就走来走去。
But no rain, no rain.
但是没有雨的。
These people can only show off, but doing nothing useful.
这些人只是能够就是表现一下自己了，但是实际上做不了什么。
This is very silly. This is very sad. If we find somebody in the church like this.
如果我们在教会发现有这样的信徒的话，就真的很悲伤。
Or maybe this also can refer to people who are gifted but are not willing to utilize the gifts.
或者是这个也是指那些可能是有这样的恩赐，但是不愿意把它用在神的神的话语、神的工作。
Stir up your gifts, Paul says so clearly.
保罗说我们要
调放你的这个恩赐，
我们要
stir up，
我们要大大用我们的恩赐。
In other words, the stirring up means what is given to us, we must utilize it to the best of our ability, and then God will give us more.
意思说，神给我们的恩赐的话，我们要好好充分利用，去利用。
Many youngsters, many brothers and sisters are gifted. Are they willing to be used by God?
很多那些年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们都是神给他很多恩赐，但是他是不是愿意给神用呢
？Or are we in the church just for some some gain.
而是来教会只是得想得个人的利益。
Some kind of you know, wrong motive. It's possible, isn't it?
心中存有真实不良的动机。
We must face realities.
我们要面对这个现实。
To face our problems.
面对我们的问题。
To face our shortcomings.
面对我们的缺点。
So that we are not reeds, we are not clouds with the water.
那这样的话，我们就不是礁石跟这个没有雨的这个云彩。
It is not very easy for someone to tell you, "Hey, my brother, you are just like water without, you know, cloud with the water." Not easy.
这不简单，就跟一个弟兄说，就啊，你是一个没有雨的云彩。
In other words, are you useful in the church?
意思说你在教会有没有用呢？
I think Jesus also wants us to do the same. We must be fruitful, right, in His garden.
那耶稣也希望我们这样做，希望我们在他的园子里面是有结果子的。
So I think the message is very clear. The message is clear. That is, look at ourselves and ask ourselves: Am I useful to God in the church? Useful to others.
心思很清楚，就是说我们对神是有用处，对他人也是有用处。
As I grow older and older, the longer I believe in the Lord Jesus.Am I more fruitful? Am I more useful? Am I more involved in God's work?
当我在信仰的时间越长，人生走的路程越远的时候，是不是我们更加结果子了？
Am I more and more useful?
是不是更加有用了？
I used to work for Him, but now I'm not doing much.
我以前是为神工作，但现在没有做什么了。
Is that the situation for me?
现在我们是在这个环境之中了。
So asking this kind of questions, we will be awakened.
如果我们问这些问题的话，我们就会醒过了。
So that we will not be like late autumn trees without fruit. He says in verse 12 as well.
我们就不会好像是秋天没有果子的树。
And these trees refer to the believers.
这个树啊，是指那些信徒。
Without fruit at all,
没有果子。
No, they die thrice.
他们死而又死。
And their roots are pulled up.
连根被拔。
We have explained briefly this. The dying twice means, you know, as soon as a person is born, he is dead in the eyes of God.
当一个人出生之后，在神的眼中，他已经死去。
As soon as he is born,
当出生的时候就死去。
Spiritually, he is a dead person.
属灵上，他在神的眼中是死去。
After he is reborn through water baptism, he is alive in the eyes of God.
通过水洗之后，他是重生的。
But then, if he continues not to bear fruit, but to bear fruit of sins, like grapes, then in the eyes of God, he is dead again.Second death.
如果他没有接触神要结的果子，接触罪的果子的话，在神的眼中，他也是死了。
This is what it says in First John, also John chapter 5 verse 24.
是在约翰福音书五章二十四节也是这样讲到。
His people, after people have believed in the Lord Jesus, actually have come, you know, into life from death into life.
一个相信主耶稣的已经从这个黑暗进到光明里面。
Another metaphor we can see clearly is they are just like raging waves of the sea.
另外一个隐喻就是说，这好像是汹涌的大浪。
Why waves are used?
为什么这里的浪这里用到了
？Waves are very full of energy.
因为这个狂浪是充满了这个。这自然的人，自然界的能力。
These waves can generate electricity, for example.
因为这个浪可以产生，如果利用到可以产生这个电。
But here, these raging waves is energy of the evil one, of course.
但这里讲到这里，他们的这有电的能力是指的是罪恶的。
If a person's mind is not clear, he is very powerful to sin against God.
如果一人不清。那个心理啊不清楚的话，他是很有能力去犯罪得罪神。
His ability to sin is beyond our imagination.
他 他这犯罪的这个能力啊，是我们不能想象的。
There's so many testimonies about this.
我们讲这方面很多这些见证。
So these people are raging waves. We don't want to be like them.
所以这些人好像海里的狂浪。
They will never rest in their mind to sin against God.
他们心里他心里从不停止去见来想去得罪神。
Like in Isaiah chapter 57, you know, verse 20, we can see clearly.
以赛亚书五十七章
二十
节。以赛亚书五十七章二十节。
Isaiah 57 verse 20 tells us.
五十七章二十节。
But the wicked are like the troubled sea. When it cannot rest, whose waters cast off mire and dirt. You can see a person's mind, when not sanctified, can put forth a lot of filthiness.
我们看到那些，如果那些一个人的心呢，没有这样的纯圣的话，或者是圣洁的话，他就可以做出很多恶的事情。
This is what I mean by contending for the faith. Look at ourselves first.
所以这是意思，这是我想都讲到的，就为什么要为真理而争辩的意思啊。
It is fighting against our own weaknesses.
就是对我们的缺点，我们要打仗，
打倒自己缺点 ，to defeat our weaknesses. And the last metaphor is wandering stars.
另外隐喻就是说，这个流荡的心。
What are wandering stars?
那这个流荡心是什么呢？
I'm sure some of us might have seen some, you know, in the night.
可能有的已经看过，在晚间的时候看到。
I can see a beautiful star coming to the earth.
就是
very bright.
看那个很
It flies very fast.
很漂亮的，很亮的一个星啊，这样飞过。
It can enter into, you know, it is being drawn by gravity, of course, you know, towards the earth.
因为它进来的时候，它是给地影的吸引力来吸引。
And as it enters the atmosphere，
它进这个大气层的时候
，friction causes fire。
因为这个摩擦引起这个火。
And then it burns so bright, so beautiful. I tell you.
所以因为这个燃烧使到发出这个光。
When I was in Africa, we saw a number of times not only the galaxy but also these wandering stars.
在我在非洲的时候，我有几次看到这样的流星
，galaxy，
不，那太阳，
银河系啊，
银河系
，and also， you know， these wandering stars coming towards us，
也看到这个流星
，but I have not seen one which can last to the point of reaching the earth。
我没有看到一颗可以烧到来到地面的。
So before reaching the earth, it's burnt up. It's burnt up.
还没有到地面的时候，它已经完全燃烧。
I'm just said, some people are like this in the church.
所以犹大就是说，有些人就好像这样。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢
？These people, you know, outwardly to others, very beautiful. They're doing good work.
就是说外表他看上去做了很好的工作、
they want to display themselves、displaying themselves
他想 要在人的面前给人看
but God doesn't like it
但神是不喜欢的
so before reaching their destination they are burnt up God forsakes them
就是还没有到达目的地的时候他已经完全燃烧
darkness,
就是说神已经
darkness is prepared for them
神已经放弃他只有给那个黑暗就等待他
Look at
等待他
all the examples in the Old Testament, New Testament, even in today's situation.
我们看一下新约旧约看今天的情形给我们的
People who try to rob God's glory will not succeed.
那些要抢神的荣耀的是不能成功的
So I think workers of God, I think we all know this, but the thing is, we all know this. Who doesn't know this? We cannot rob God's glory.
我们作为神的供应我们知道都知道不能产生的荣耀。
Everybody here knows.
每个人都知道。
I'm sure we know. But if we're not careful, we're not careful. Unconsciously,
we might
be a wandering star.
不小心的话， 无意之中成为这个流星。
It's very important for us to remind each other.
这是很好，就我想互相提醒是很重要的。
Otherwise, you know, darkness awaits us, waiting for us.
不但是如果不然的话，这个黑暗就等待我们。
It'd be very, very, very sad.
那这是很悲伤的。
So these are the five metaphors mentioned.
这是五个隐喻我所讲过的。
And then, if we look at the verse 16, another characteristic.
十六节哦，十六节。
Characteristic number 15, 哈。
另外一个特征。
We were talking about the 15th characteristic of a person who has crept in.
第十六节的。就是另外一个偷进来的
特征 characteristic murmuring
私下议论
this murmuring and also complaining they are not exactly the same
还常发怨言
verse 16 talks about this look at Jude verse 16
我们看十六节犹大书十六节
these are the murmurers complainers walking according to their own lusts
这是
and their mouth swelling words flattering people to gain advantage you can see here they are murmurers they murmur a lot
看到这些人常常发怨言
but look at the literal meaning murmuring is a person who actually you know grumbles and grudges against a situation or against a person but not in a very open manner
so 这个
是 murmuring
怨言啊，就是指那些人啊，就是偷偷的暗中的这样子。
He is also frightened to.
就讲一些人不好的东西。
He is frightened of others. I look at him. He is complaining, talking bad about others. So he murmured, especially to his good friends or her good friends, of course.
他可能是对他的一个好朋友这样讲，你看暗中这样跟他讲，你看他这样讲他些。
This is very damaging to himself and also to others.
So it
can be very damaging.
对他跟另外一方的是有很大的破坏。
When a person murmurs against another person, then he gradually would cut himself off communication with the person he murmurs against.
如果一个人对某一个人这样有这样的怨言的发怨言的话。他慢慢就跟他就没有这样的沟通了。
This is his fellowship will be cut off.
这种的团契就会停止。
When you see him, you don't feel good.
当你看到他的没有感觉是没有感觉是不想跟他讲。
That is very sad. If you don't feel good when you see him or her, that means you feel bad, isn't it?
就是你见到他的时候，你没有感受，就是说要跟他讲话的话，你就
不好就是坏。
就是坏了。
You don't feel good, that means you feel bad.
你感觉不好的话，就是那就
That means your attitude is always bad to him or her.
意思说你对他的态度总是不好。
Why? Because you have started to murmur against him.
为什么呢？因为你现在已经开始
not satisfied. You are not satisfied with him or her.
发怨言，因为你对他不满意。
But you do not dare to openly speak bad about him.
但是你没有胆量公开。讲他不好的话。
So、you have your circle of friends, you know, in darkness, you talk bad about him or her.
因为你有你的自己的朋友，你在他们当中见讲他不好的东西。
This happens in the society.
其实这个在社会上已经发生。
已经在一直在发生。
一直在发生。
It can happen in the church if you're not careful, but thank God it doesn't happen very often.
如果不小心的话，也可以在教会里发生，但是不是常常。
We thank God for that.
我们感谢神。
This is called murmuring.
所以这讲就是
complaining.
发言。
It's worse. It's worse.
哦，议论发言人。
Just now murmuring is 私下议论哈。
私下议论。
Complaining is 发言人啊。And this complaining is open. Is open.
这发言人是公开的。
How do we know? Look at Exodus.
我们看一下出埃及记。
16.
十六章。
Exodus chapter 16.
出埃及记十六章。
If you read the whole chapter, you can see what murmuring is all, what complaining is all about. Huh?
如果我们读通读整章的话，我们知道这个。
The original word "murmured" here actually is complaining aloud.
发怨言是怎样的
？Verse two.
第二节。
Then the whole congregation of the children, you know, complained aloud against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
以色列全会众在旷野向摩西、亚伦发怨言。
They were so bold. They just spoke up.Spoke and open.
他们很大胆，就是公开见法院。
Not in darkness, just to murmur, but openly going against.
不是暗中见讲，而是公开讲他们。
This is what Judas talking about.
这是犹太所讲到的。
If we complain, then eventually we harvest resentment towards one another.
如果我们发怨言的话，我们之间就有产生这样的怨恨了。
And this resentment would generate hatred.
那就有憎恨
and the hatred would definitely bring forth disastrous consequences.
那憎恨就会引致有这个不好的破坏的后果。
Moses, you know, was very sad when he saw this. Of course, when he heard this,
Moses 听到之后就感觉很悲。
They complained against Moses, right?
很悲傷。
And then, of course, God was very upset too.
當然，神也不開心了。
If there's anything that we think, or I think, that we should do to improve the church, speak up, but with love and gentleness.
如果你感覺就是說，我還跟你，應該是有些東西可以改進。
Yeah.
如果你感覺想到就你想到话中，我想到教会有某方东西可以这样改进的话，我们应该是公开这样讲。
With love and gentleness.
我们以
That is the most important. With love and gentleness.
以爱心跟温柔的心。
Not murmuring or complaining. Not murmuring or complaining. Not murmuring or complaining.
而不是来四杀议论跟发怨言。
Because this will do no good to the church.
因为这样的话。对教会没有什么好处。
Speak with love and gentleness.
我们以这个爱心跟温柔的心这样讲。
You know, God was not happy at all with these people who murmured against, or complained against, Moses at all.
神对那些向摩西、亚伦发怨言的是跟很不开心。
But as far as the church is concerned, if we want to progress, we want to contend for the faith successfully. When we see people are voicing out. One or two members say, hey, we better look at this. We must cool ourselves down, calm down, and look at what they say carefully. Not with partiality, but with genuine motive.
那在教会整体上，如果我们发现有信徒有这样发怨言，我们应该是坐下来冷静的听他所讲的，而不是用 不要带有私心了哈，不这样听他讲什么。
That is very important.
这是很重要的。
So, another thing is walking in the lusts, verse 16 and verse 18 in Jude, we can see these people walk in lusts.
所以十六节那里讲到就是说他们是随从自己的情欲而行。
This is worse. This is one of the very, very damaging, you know, characteristics that a person can harvest in his spiritual life.
所以这个是一个人在信仰的生命当中，他们所拥有的这个不应该的这个特征呢、
craves for something which he doesn't need.
就是他追求一些他不需要的。
For example, you know, if we earn, I don't know, as a liberal employee making about 300 to 400 pounds, I think it's more than enough to support one person.
打比方，我们跟人家打工，就是说我们赚300 to 400 pounds 一个星期、
一个星期啊，
一个星期。
And then, but no, I want to spend more time, you know, overtime, you know, double pay, or then because of this, we tend to forget God's work and possibly not coming to the church, attending services.
但是我们不满足的话，我们要做长一点时间或者加班。 那么这样的话，我们就忘记神的工作。
This is called lust.
那
这是情欲。
这是情欲啊。
Because you do not need that.
因为我们不需要。
But because you're craving for it, you ruin your spiritual life.
因为有你心里这样要这样追求的话，那你就破坏你的属灵的生活。
So we've got to be very careful, huh? We have to constantly examine ourselves. Are we, you know, unconsciously being overcome by lust?
So we 常常要这样的检讨，就是说我们常常是给这些情欲来这样的
胜过。This is contending. This is called fighting a spiritual battle.
所以这叫是为真理而争辩。
If we can overcome this lust,
如果我们能够战胜这样的情欲的话，
we have more time for Jesus.
我们就有时间给主耶稣。
We have more time to serve the Lord.
我们就有时间来服侍主耶稣。
We have more time to attend services.
我们就有时间来参加聚会。
We have more time to read the Bible.
我们就有时间来读圣经。
Infinitely, we have time to pray.
我们当然更加有时间来祷告。
I think this is what we meant last time. Doing something which is more than what we need to satisfy our physical needs.
这情欲就是说我们追求一些我们已经超乎我们需要的来满足我们的情欲。
And of course, that also means sinful things, sinful, very sinful attitude.
也是指那些罪恶的那些情欲。
You crave for something which does not belong to you, for example, is lust.
就是你贪婪一些不属于你的，那就是情欲。
Or you do something, it is...Not according to God's timing.
但是你做一些不是按照神的时间这样做。
It is also lust.
这也是一个情欲。
Youngsters not married yet, but they want to sin against God. They want to live together.
好像那青年人他还没有结婚，但是他们要想这样来犯罪得罪神。
Oh, they know they should not get married with Gentile who do not believe in a Gentile who does not believe in the Lord Jesus. They don't care. They just get married first, and then I'll bring him or her to the church. This is also lust.
他们也知道，就是说他们不能跟外邦结婚，但是他说现在我先结婚，然后带他来神的面前，这叫情欲啊。
This is not God's way.
这是不是神的方法。
This lust include a lot of evil things.
是这样情欲可能会做一些很多是那罪恶的事情。
I think we have to really ask God to examine ourselves, help us so that we can examine ourselves.
所以我们要求神啊，来帮助我们，要来审查我们。
Really, our life is short.
因为我们生命很短暂的。
Let me use of the rest of our life properly for Jesus.
我们要好好利用我们这一生啊，来为主耶稣。
You may say I'm still so young.
或者你会讲，就是说我还年轻呢、啊。
But you don't know about tomorrow.
我们不知道明天是怎么样。
True, we do not know about tomorrow.
这是真的，我们不知道明天是怎样。
So grasp hold of every opportunity that we can serve Him.
我们要抓紧每一个神给我们的机会来服侍他。
Create opportunity so that we can love each other more.
我们要创造机会，使到我们彼此可以更加相爱。
Otherwise, our life would be very miserable.
不然的话，我们的生活就是很悲惨的。
If we don't feel joy.At home, in the church, it could be our own problem. It's my problem first. It's not others. My problem.
如果我们在家里、在教会也不开心的话，其实是我们的问题。
Examine myself first.
所以我们首先审查我们自己。
Why I'm not happy at home?
为什么我们在家里不开心？
Why I'm not joyful at work?
为什么我们做工的时候也不开心？
Why I'm very unhappy in the church?
为什么我们在教会里也不开心？
Examine myself first.
首先我们要审查自己。
It could be my own fault.
可能是其中一个。
Don't look at others' faults.
可能是自己的缺点呢、啊，不要看人家的缺点。
Look at my faults first.
首先看我们的缺点。
And then you can see we'll lead a better life, joyful life.
那这样的话，我们就可以过一个比较开心的生活。
Cannot let me down.
人家的缺点。不会使到我们跌倒。
Right, this is very important. The devil is using different ways to destroy us. The fight, you know, for the faith really means this.
所以这个很重要，因为魔鬼是利用不同的方法 策略来破坏我们。
In other words, any time we feel our faith is going down, this is a time possibly we're losing the battle.
是没，就是当我们感觉我们是信仰走下坡路的时候，这个时候可能我们打败仗。
The time we don't want to pray.The time we don't want to read the Bible, the time we don't want to attend services, the time we don't want to talk to one another, that is the indication. All the indicators are telling us our faith is going down, losing the battle.
当我们不想读圣经、祷告、来教会、参加聚会，那就这个时候就告诉我们。
We don't want to fellowship with each other.
我们不想参加大家互相团契，那这个时候就告诉我们，就是说。
Our faith is going.
我们的信仰是走下坡路。
Then how can we be a Christian?
我们怎么可以成为一个基督徒呢？
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱诗。
399.
我们唱诗399。
Be a Christian, be a true Christian.
我们成为一个真正的基督徒。
I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my home. I want to be a Christian in my home. In my
Jesus to empower us.
主耶稣给我们能力。
Always remember, when we are weak, Jesus is the only source of power.
我们要记住说，当我们软弱的时候，神就是我们力量的源泉。
When you have, you know, this very weak feeling in your spiritual life, or, and you maybe you have hatred, maybe you don't have joy, turn to Jesus.
当我们感觉很荣耀的时候，就是说我们心中有这样的憎恨，没有喜乐，我们要归向主耶稣。
A lot of murmurings, a lot of grumblings, a lot of complaints, turn to Jesus.
如果我们有很多私下议论跟发怨言的话，我们要转向主耶稣。
If you have a lot of lust in us, turn to Jesus.
如果我们心中很多这情欲的话，我们要归向主耶稣。
Jesus can help us.
主耶稣可以帮助我们。我们一起祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. hurry, 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 hurry. Sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
我们先做一下，我们有一件事想宣布。
One thing to announce here.
我们知道10月28号到30号是我们伦敦秋季灵恩会。
And from the 28th to the 30th of October, this is going to be the London Autumn Spiritual Convocation.
所以教会希望就是弟兄姐妹可以请假，因为它是星期五下午3点钟开始。
We hope brothers and sisters can take a day off, you know, because we will start on Friday, 3 p.m.
时间表明天会贴出来。
The timetable will be displayed tomorrow.
我哋知道咧，10月28号到29号咧，将系伦敦秋季灵恩会，所以教会希望咧，弟兄姊妹能够请假。嚟參加呢個禮會，因為佢係星期五下午3点钟開始噶。
家姐 ，only one day，
28、29、30。同埋嗰啲咧，已經相信即係已經聽咗道理，相信我哋嘅教義嘅，想洗禮嘅，請你盡快報名。那些已經相信我們的所傳的教義，已经要想洗礼的，请跟伦敦妇人报名。
And those who have already studied the truth, and is ready to be baptized, and submit your names, you know, to the church board.
平安。